Heart.
This is London's Heart. 8 o'clock, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Alice Young. The Kings praised the strength of community in Liverpool. 11 people are still in hospital after a car was driven into crowds at the trophy parade. The Home Secretary's been to the city.
We're all thinking of those who were injured and wishing them the very best recovery.
A 53-year-old man from Liverpool is still being held by police. The parents of a baby boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Heart they believe mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. An inquest will take place in August. Savas Panas is from the Pillion Trust, which helps disadvantaged families. He'd been raising the alarm about the flat for months.
Everything that I could get, we forwarded on to say, this is dangerous, this is serious.
Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the flat, says it's working with authorities ahead of the inquest later this year. Thames Water's been fined more than £120 million. It's the biggest fine ever handed out by the regulator. The firm says it takes its responsibility towards the environment very seriously. And producers behind a new Harry Potter TV series have found their Harry, Ron and Hermione. More than 30,000 children auditioned for the roles.
Weather. With the view from the Shard. Picture perfect moments with 360 degree views.
Bright sunshine in London this morning. The chance of showers, highs of 22. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart. From Global.
Good morning. It is Wednesday morning. Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakes and me, Zoe Holm. We've got a great guest coming up, haven't we, JT?
Yep, queen of the podcast, Vogue Williams, will be joining us to talk about a brand new book in just a few moments' time. It's 8:02. Again, isn't he, Ollie Mars?
Yeah, he performed on Sunday night.
Back at the O2.
Smashed it.
8:04.
Hearts.
Oh my God.
35K. Payday.
So it's happening. Every single weekday this month, we are giving you the chance to win a huge £35,000, which is all tax-free. Basically, a whole year's pay every single day here at Heart. And it was Jess Pickford's day yesterday because she became our first winner of the week, winning that massive 35 grand. What would you do with 35 grand? Because she's going to take her kids away on holiday. They haven't had a holiday, I don't think, ever. So it's going to be their first family holiday. So I'd love you to spend today, Wednesday, thinking about what you would do with that money. Let's make it a reality.
Yeah, and whilst you're thinking about how you're going to spend it, don't forget you're listening out for the payday alarm. So as soon as that goes off...
This is Heart's 35K payday alarm.
You need to text the word win.
It goes on a bit. You won't miss it.
And the name of the artist to 82122. We will then close the lines at 5:30, randomly select someone to come on. And if that's you, you will win £35,000.
Text costs just £2 plus your standard network rate. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play this Heart Network game. All the rules and online entry details are at heart.co.uk. Keep listening and get ready to text the word WIN and the name of the artist to 82122 and you could be £35,000 richer today.
Heart's 35K payday.
Sometimes I think that it's better to never ask why.
To 10 past 8. So our special guest this morning is an author, a presenter. She hosts how many podcasters?
Three.
Just the three. Lazy.
I know. I
got Vogue Williams.
Yay!
Lovely to see you, bright and early.
Thank you very much.
Now, just you've got three kids under six. So,
I
what
know.
Are they? What? Who's looking after them this morning?
Not me.
I was like, yes, I will come in. How early do you want me?
Is it quite nice to be able to?
It's very relaxing. I was sitting out there eating my porridge in complete peace, having the time of my life.
Is Spencer in charge?
Yeah, is he in charge?
Spenny's in charge. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't mind you in the mornings. I don't mind in the mornings. I'm more of a morning person. Like, I'm up at 5:30 most mornings and then I kind of shut down around 7 o'clock.
But you guys have got like a proper 50-50, you know, there's equality in the house, right?
I don't know if that's in any
house. That's what he's spinning.
Is he spinning? I think generally, and I love men, I would just like to say, but I think women take on slightly more. It's just kind of, our brains are wired differently that we can do loads of things at one time.
Do you ever switch off? Do you ever feel completely free?
Do I ever switch off? Do you know what? I started watching Yellowstone and then I'm just in my own world and I'm married to Kevin Costner and I have a great time for the couple of hours
Not Rip. You prefer to Kevin Costner?
Oh, Kevin Costner is right up my street. Honestly, I've got a new pair of cowboy boots. I'm going to get a hat. I love it.
So Otto's not at school.
No. Otto is, he goes to nursery.
Right.
Yeah.
So how chaotic is the house around about this time in the morning?
I think mornings are better, so I don't know what you think. They're more settled in the morning. It takes them a while to wake up. The evenings, now I wouldn't have anyone around in the evenings for their own safety.
It's like 7:30 and suddenly they're like, bing, 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 bouncing off the walls. They're doing somersaults. You're like, whoa, what's happened here? It's chaos, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 5 o'clock at night in our house. I'm like, I wouldn't want anyone here to witness this, but I love the chaos. I love the noise.
Really?
And so does Spenny, yeah.
You see, that's something that I really don't miss.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I miss having young kids around, but the chaos I find makes me feel slightly anxious.
No, I really enjoy it. I think you have to enjoy it. Spenny and I are chaotic as well, though.
Do you take it in turns to do bath time?
We have, like, there's things that during the night, in the middle of the night, Spenny will do any wake up in the middle of the night all the time. It's brilliant. And because I'm not good at that, because I can't get back asleep. But once I'm up, and I love doing bath time. I love doing school drop off. So I kind of want to do those. But if I'm not there, he'll do them.
Your autobiography, Big Mouth, is out now.
Yeah.
In the book, you dedicate it to your kids, but you say, please never read this.
I know.
I don't understand that. What is in there that you do not want your kids to know?
Well, Theodore can read now, and he was going around the house. He kept picking up books, and he picked up my book, and I was like, no, that's not for you, because I booked that. Never for you. But it's like with my podcast, and then I read stuff in the paper, and I'm like, oh, no. And I'm just, I hope somehow all of that disappears.
What would be the most mortifying thing that they could read?
Oh, God. Hang on a minute.
Keep it clean,
12
obviously.
Minutes past 12, eight.
Yeah. But you're not going to elaborate on that, yeah?
I thought you were telling me to be quiet. The most mortifying thing. I mean, there's a lot in there. There's like, I've had a whole life before them. I've been married before and stuff like that. They don't know anything like that. And I remember finding out when my stepdad had been married before. I was like, what?
There was a life before?
And my dad had been married before. I was like, what is going on here? So it's really quite shocking when you find out things like that. So they will eventually, but not now. They're too young.
But you are very frank. I mean, you'll know your podcasts are honest, they're frank. Yeah. There's not much you don't talk about.
I mean, the podcast is what scares me most, because I was at the kids' school and the security guy was like, oh, I was listening to your podcast. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no, you weren't.
I was like, which one? And he said therapist. And I was like, oh, no, I won't be back.
Is there a filter? Is there a switch on that pod?
There is a slight filter. I listen back to all the pods and I edit them back. And I'm like, oh, we really can't. We can't leave that in. I know I said it, but it wasn't really to be left in.
So what was this when you were younger? You were sent off to a building site in Aberdeen to be a builder.
I have two construction degrees, one in quantity surveying and one in construction design and management. Yeah, and I worked in a building site in London for 6 months. Now, they didn't ask me back because I was only on a placement and I wasn't the most fantastic worker. I kind of moved to London just to be in London, not where I didn't really like the work part. And
Hang on.
Yeah. I knew Jamie would love this
bit. You trained to become to work in construction.
Yeah, site engineer. I mean, I was looking after subcontractors and everything. Can you imagine me going around? They would have been like, who is that?
But this was a dream of yours at a young age, was it?
Well, I wanted to do architecture.
Okay, really? Just filled out the form slightly wrong.
But no, I wanted to do architecture, but I forgot to study. So okay. Was I shocked when I didn't get into Trinity College for architecture? Not really.
Well, listen, we've got so much more to talk about, including more about your new book, Big Mouth, which is out now. Our special guest, Vogue Williams. More from Vogue after this from Shaboozy on Heart Breakfast. 8:15.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone put me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got. Downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. In comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord,
tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. At the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me. Everybody at the bar get tipsy.
So Vogue Williams' new autobiography, Big Mouth, is out now. She's our special guest this morning, and we will be drilling down into the book in just a few moments here on Heart.
Heart Breakfast.
With Boots, speak to their skincare-trained pharmacy team for free today.
It's showtime at John Lewis, because we're having an extravaganza. Join us for summer offers, events, giveaways, and thousands of price matches. Plus, new and existing My John Lewis members can enter our biggest prize draw ever, with your chance to win a £10,000 shopping haul with one of our personal stylists, home designers, or nursery specialists. John Lewis, never knowingly undersold on quality, service, and price. Price promise matched against 25 retailers. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking. We are preparing for a departure from big roaming charges. Download the Sailie eSIM app and use the code SAILIEUK to get 15% off any Sailie plan in more than 200 destinations until September 30th. All terms at sailie.com.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire? Huh. With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for flight, car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pajamas. When it matters, trust a trader. TrustedTrader.com.
Why do I race for life? For my lifelong pals of 60 years, the biggest Elton fans I know, who sing I'm Still Standing with new meaning. When we were each diagnosed with cancer, we faced it together. They're more than friends, they're my sisters for life. Their names are Jane and Alison, and I'm racing for us.
No matter how cancer affects us, life is worth racing for. Join your local event at raceforlife.org by the 2nd of June to get 30% off entry in partnership with headline sponsor Standard Life.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Long, sunny days are ahead, and your next big win could be too. With massive cash prizes waiting to be won, your dream purchase may be closer than you think. But you've got to be in it to win it. Enter today at winplus.co.uk. Winplus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus GB only. T's and C's apply.
This is Heart with the latest travel for London. Next.
Get a sweet deal on great value full fibre with Plusnet. Treat yourself to fast and reliable broadband. Oh, with no activation fees. Yes, please. And with speeds up to 900 megabits, it's faster than a sugar rush. That's a plus. Get Plusnet full fibre from £24.99 a month. Oh, go on then. £27.99 from the 31st of March 2026. £30.99 from the 31st of March 2027. 24 months, new customers only. Limited availability. Terms apply.
PalladiumHotelGroup.com. Get 25% off RRP with the big day sale.
With the latest on the roads and the trains, here's Alice.
Cheers, Jamie. There are delays on the M25 clockwise to Junction 30 for the A13 following an accident. Cambridge Heath Road is closed both ways between Whitechapel and Bethnal Green for an investigation. On the trains, there's no Gatwick Express. The entire line suspended following a signal failure. And southern trains can't run between London Bridge and East Croydon. Heart Travel, I'm Alice Young.
With Jamie Theakston and Zoe Hartman.
London's Heart. You shot it. Yeah.
5 minutes past eight. It's Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Zoe in for Amanda.
Morning.
Now, if you want to know how to get outdoor fresh laundry all year long, we have the perfect guest. Vogue Williams.
Yes! She brought some capsules with her.
Is here this morning.
She's got capsules for everyone.
For what
Vogue's autobiography, Big Mouth, is out now. We thought we would find out just how well you know your own book.
Okay. So yeah, like, did you write it?
I did write it.
Of course
I wrote it.
She did. I'm only teasing.
Excuse me.
So, on flicking through on page 53, you say, I've met men who I've immediately disliked because what?
Oh.
I've met men who I've immediately disliked because...
Well, there would be many a reason for that, but I think because they're wearing a perfume that reminds me of somebody.
And that is the right answer.
Yes! Well done.
Spenny once bought my stepdad's perfume, and I was like, get out. I was like, you cannot.
It goes wear all you that. Go.
I had to hide it. I was like, no, Cool Water is Neil's perfume, not yours.
Okay, what about this? On page 115, you speak about modelling. You say, I use the term model loosely because a lot of the time I was what?
Sticking my head inside a giant burger. Is that right?
That's incorrect.
It's incorrect. Well, I did do that for modelling.
Standing on the... Another go?
Oh, standing on a Grafton Street in a bikini.
That's it.
Yeah.
Holding a magnum.
Holding a magnum. That's why when I get introduced places and someone says model, I'm like, no. I'm not really.
What was the burger one?
Yeah, I was opening a burger shop. That's the kind of modelling I was doing. So they had a giant burger and I put my head in it because what else was I going to do?
We're finding that picture.
That lives on the internet.
I'm going to take you to page 239 where you confess your love for someone. You say, my first obsession, the man I used to be deeply in love with was...
Deeply in love with...
First crush.
Eric Cantona or Liam Gallagher?
Neither of them.
What?
Eric Cantona, though.
Eric Cantona, yes, please.
One first.
J'adore Eric Cantona. Bonjour,
Eric. Moi aussi.
Who was it that I was deeply in love... I wouldn't have been Kevin Costner. I wasn't on to him yet.
Yeah, not Kevin Costner.
Who?
You get one
so
more chance.
So many celebrity crushes.
I can't think of any. Jamie Theakston.
Right initials, wrong celebrity. Justin Timberlake.
I used to honestly go after him. I went to his concert way too many. I was weirdly.
Early 2000s.
Before the beatboxing finished him off for me when he did that. I thought, cool. Justin, it's over.
Cool. Okay, what about on page 241? You talk a bit about your body. You say two physical traits of mine. I've got. What and what?
Giant hands, tiny boobs? No?
One is correct.
Yeah.
Giant hands and a man voice?
That's it!
Right,
yes, that's it.
It's so bad that if I'm in a hotel and I wear the room service, sometimes they're like, is that everything, sir? And I'm like, yes. I just don't bother. No. It's too embarrassing for everyone.
Okay, we've got time for one more. Page 277, one of my favourites. You talked about the soundtrack you want played at your funeral. What song did you say you want played?
At my funeral?
Yeah.
I thought I wanted the whole Dr. Dre 2001 album.
No, it's
that
incorrect.
Right.
Really? That's what I wanted to die to.
Right.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
No, that's different, yeah.
That's what I wanted to die to, right. Dr. Dre, because it's so calming and peaceful.
Gotcha. This I wouldn't describe as calming and peaceful. In fact, I'm surprised that anyone would choose this for a funeral.
But we're all sobbing because you're no longer with us and we're listening to...
Oh, Freed from Desire.
See you, Vogue.
That's obviously after I've been buried, so everyone can be happy again.
Okay. Well, listen, recreating a moment from your funeral is not the kind of thing we often do here on Heart Breakfast.
But
we thought to see us out today.
Yes!
We should play this just for you. Thank you so much. Big Mouth is out now. Vogue Williams!
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye, Big Mouth. Yes.
My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no power, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no fame, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. One more and more people just want more and more freedom and love. What he's looking for. One more and more people just want more and more.
more freedom and love. What he's looking for, freed from desire, mind and senses purified, freed from desire.
£35,000 by the end of your workday today. Text WIN and the name of this artist to 82122. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You have until 9 a.m. to enter with the name of this payday artist. If you text after that, your entry won't count, but you'll still be charged. You must be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play this Heart Network game. All the rules and online entry details are at heart.co.uk. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 5:30 this afternoon. So text WIN and the name of this artist to 82122 now.
Come on, hold my hand. I wanna contact the living. Not sure I understand this role I've been given. I sit and talk to God, and he just laughs at my plans. It speaks a language I don't understand. I just wanna feel real love, feel the home that I live in. 'Cause I got too much life running through my veins, going to waste. Either before I fall in love, I'm preparing to leave her. Scare myself to death. That's why I keep on running before I've arrived. I can see myself coming. Love running through my veins.
24 minutes before 9 o'clock. So earlier on this morning, we discovered that kids cause, according to insurance companies, kids cause nearly £15,000 worth of damage in their homes.
I can believe it.
So we're asking you about what kind of chaos your kids have created.
Loads by reading of these text messages. My son let go of a big B&M trolley because a wasp was chasing him right into the side of my BMW. Ouch. £3,000 later. He was about 15 at the time. That's from Jenny.
I'd love to read that insurance claim.
Yeah.
So I was in B&M and this massive wasp.
When I was younger, my friend and I thought we would recreate the eagle found on some American car bonnets. We did it with a black marker pen on my neighbour's car. My parents had to pay for it to be resprayed.
Ooh. Wow. That's you probably did, too young for smoking, Burt Reynolds and Smoking the Bandit.
I am a little bit.
So Burt Reynolds drove a Pontiac Trans Am and had a big eagle on it. I'd love to know what the neighbour's car was that they painted that on.
Ooh, it was a really light
one. Like a Fiat Uno. Yeah.
My son Fred left a black pen in his back pocket and then sat on our new sofa. Yeah. The pen broke in half and then consequently left a massive stain on the sofa, which he covered with the blanket. I found it a week later. It spread. I had to completely replace the sofa.
It's a theme, isn't there? Marker pens is a theme.
Yeah. And this one I really love. Morning, Jamie and Zoe. My then 4-year-old son Mark was watching Bob the Builder. He had a plastic hammer playing Bob.
I know where this is
he
going.
Hit the corner of the telly and it shattered into millions of pieces. That's from Vicky.
Thanks for those. 8:37. Here's One Direction.
You gotta help me. I'm losing my mind. Getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong. I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach ya this in school. Now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do. Thought we were going strong. Thought we were holding on. Aren't we? We always find a way to make it out alive. Thought we were going strong. Thought we were holding on. Aren't we?
Lost its faith, our colors will fade eventually. So if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. Why won't you lay me down to a dead and buried? On the edge of your knife, staying drunk on the ride. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found.
Lots of people are away, so we're going to be playing another round of Where in the World? One heart listener. We need to work out where in the world they're calling from. If they're drinking a pina colada, well, so be it. It's 1 p.m. somewhere.
Heart breakfast. With Boots.com. Shop selected products today for just £10.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking. We are preparing for a departure from big roaming charges. Download the Saily eSIM app and use the code SAILYUK to get 15% off any Saily plan in more than 200 destinations until September 30th. All terms at saily.com.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
It's amazing what you learn at Woburn Safari Park. Did you know lions eat up to 10 kilos of meat in one go? Big cats, big appetites, and big trouble if you look tasty. Luckily, I'm here with my not-at-all bratty niece, who I've convinced to dress as a juicy steak.
See a world of animals in one amazing day with no airport hassles. Book online at wobensafari.co.uk.
Woburn Safari Park. The wild is closer than you think.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Discover outlet shopping at the O2 this spring. Save up to 70% off RRP on over 60 designer brands, including Nike, Adidas, Levi's, Kate Spade, the Cosmetics Company Store, Le Creuset, and more. And with over 30 bars and restaurants, a cinema, bowling, climbing, interactive football, mini golf, paddle tennis, and indoor skydiving, why not stay for the day? Visit us at North Greenwich, just 15 minutes from central London. Search outlet shopping at the O2 and plan your trip today.
This is Heart with the latest travel for London. Next.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm-mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
Heart Travel.
With PalladiumHotelGroup.com. Get 25% off RRP with the big day sale.
Here's Alice with the latest.
Thanks, Jamie. There are delays of around half an hour on the M25 clockwise to junction 30 for the A13 because of an accident. Also clockwise, it's slow from junction 9 Leatherhead to 10 for the A3. On the trains, there's no Gatwick Express this morning. The whole line is suspended following a signal failure. And southern trains can't run between London Bridge and East Croydon. Heart Travel, I'm Alice Young.
With Jamie Theakston and Zoe Hartman.
London's Heart.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Wanna cut me down? I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be. This is me.
Tonight. So lots of people away for half term this week. In the sunshine, maybe.
We're not jealous.
So time to play.
Where in the world?
Five questions. All we need to do is find out where in the world they are. Morning, Aaron.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. Good, thanks. How are you? Is it lovely where you are?
It is nice, but it hasn't always been this good.
That wasn't a question, okay.
Yeah, this is just a bit of idle chit-chat before we play the game. How long have you been away for?
I've been only in the UK for 5 weeks this year, and I've been here since April 13th.
So, hang on, you're confusing me there.
Really confused.
So you're not from the UK?
I am from the UK. I've been here since April 13th, so okay. Just over a month.
So you've been where you are now for just over a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is he giving away the fact he's in the UK? I'm confused.
No, he's not in the UK. He's been away since April the 13th, and he's only spent 5 weeks this year in the UK. I don't think that's important, that bit of information. I don't think
we're confident that. Okay, but it's looking nice at the moment. Anyway, you're looking... from where you are now, you can see, you know...
See clear blue skies.
Is that the first one?
No.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
let's start it off then. Okay, is the place that you're currently in, does it have seasons?
Yes, pretty similar to the UK.
Okay. So, when you say similar, so we're talking Northern Hemisphere. I mean, in terms of when you say similar, you mean they happen at the same time?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit nicer here than it is in the UK, but it's still winter, summer, spring.
Okay, so it
doesn't well, does it?
I think I've wasted a question.
Are there any very dangerous animals where you are that we wouldn't get in the UK?
I like that.
Yeah, there's signs on the road for them.
What do the signs say? It's not a question.
Jamie, you can't keep sneaking these questions in. That's not fair.
I think we just need more detail in the answers.
I mean, it's something that you can eat with them, but they go wild.
Something that you can eat.
Quite a famous dish in this country I'm in.
Okay.
Gosh, is it my go? Do they speak English where you are?
Yes, they do speak English.
You got any idea over there?
I don't even know where. We're not in Europe, presumably.
It's not the main language. But they do speak English.
Okay.
Again, we're not narrowing it down, are we?
We've got one question. Are you in the Southern Hemisphere?
No.
Wasted that one. Okay.
Do you know what we've done? We've been all around...
This is terrible for us.
Hopeless.
Should we see if you can hear anything?
Yeah, okay. Go on, put the phone up.
All right. I'll give you a bit of a cue. We're refuelling at the moment.
No, not here.
No,
either.
We're all waiting on with bated breath.
You're refueling the car. The car or boat?
Can you hear anything? Can you hear anything?
I can. It sounds like a whooshing sound.
No.
Give us one more clue.
It's a very famous food. Everyone loves this sort of restaurant.
You're in Italy.
Yes.
What were we going to hear? What were we going to hear when you held it up? What were we going to chitter-chatter?
I thought you were going to hear the boat next door refueling.
Oh, so you're on a boat. Get you, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm on a classic 1925 sailing yacht.
Oh, how lovely. Whereabouts exactly are you?
So we're in an area called Porto Santo Stefano, which is very close to Rome.
Okay.
Aaron, hold on
a second.
So that's West Coast, Italy. What was the animal that they have signs for?
Wild boar.
Oh, yes.
Because they make a ragu here with Cingali.
The
wild boar.
Yeah.
And are you working on the boat or are you holidaying on the boat?
I'm working.
How does one get a job like that? That's unbelievable.
Lots of people do it.
Yeah, it's very, very fun, super yacht industry.
There's a show on Netflix, isn't it? Is it called Above Board?
Below Deck.
Is it all above board?
Is it
like the shows?
My boat is not like the show, no. It's small. It's only small.
Are you the chef? Are you deckhand, captain?
I'm Chef Stu, and I help a lot on the deck hoisting the sails.
Oh, hoy there, sailor.
And what's the best thing about crewing the yacht, Aaron?
I think it's getting to see new places. There's so many anchorages and islands that you can't access without a boat.
Yeah.
So it just opens up a huge world of opportunities.
How far can you go on that one? Forgive me, I'm not very nautical.
It's a lot depending on the wind, so we use the engine as least as possible.
Yeah.
So it's pretty far.
Right.
But obviously people sail across the Atlantic in them.
Oh, okay.
And Aaron, I imagine that being on a super yacht, you're going to get a sort of quite a fascinating clientele that come on. Have you had any one weird and wonderful experiences? Any famous people on the boat?
Not on this boat, or on my previous boat. Haven't been fortunate enough to experience it.
Sounds like there's a story there somewhere, but you're not telling us.
And where are you heading off to today?
Tomorrow we are heading off to another island, Giglio and Elba.
Oh, my God. It sounds idyllic. And you're doing that for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, until October.
Do you know what? Have the best time ever.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Thanks for coming on this one and making us all feel really jealous.
Cheers, Aaron. Bye, Aaron.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Buy one, get one half price on selected hay fever relief. Prime Video brings thrilling entertainment. Watch Heavyweight Detective Breacher Season 3, included with Prime.
Exactly how much danger is this job putting me in?
Treat yourself to the lovably chaotic Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, available to buy.
Did you have sex
last night?
Yes, and it was amazing! Whatever you're into, it's right here. Prime Video. Prime required, except a rental buy. Content may include ads. 18 plus T's and C's apply.
Looking for a fun-filled day out this spring? The O2 has it all. Catch the latest blockbuster at Cineworld or challenge your friends with interactive football at Toker Social. Take on darts, mini golf and more at Boom Battle Bar. Get active with a game of paddle tennis, climb to new heights or take flight with an indoor skydive at iFly. Feeling hungry? Choose from over 30 bars and restaurants and discover flavours from around the world. Search Do More at the O2 to start planning your perfect day.
You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself, and you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to Trust a Trader, where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters,
Trust a Trader.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Get a sweet deal on great value full fibre with PlusNet. Treat yourself to fast and reliable broadband. Ooh, with no activation fees. Yes, please. And with speeds up to 900 megabits, it's faster than a sugar rush. That's a plus. Get PlusNet full fibre from $24.99 a month. Oh, go on then.
$27.99 from the 31st of March 2026. $30.99 from the 31st of March 2027. 24 months, new customers only. Limited availability, terms apply.
This is London's Heart with the latest news next.
Samantha!
Go on, reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Heart.
This is London's Heart. 9 o'clock, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Alice Young. Doctors and nurses in Liverpool say it's very, very fortunate people's injuries weren't any more serious after a car was driven at crowds at the trophy parade. They spoke to Princess Anne, who went to visit yesterday. 11 people are still in hospital. A man from Liverpool's being held by police. The parents of a baby boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Heart they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. Akram's dad, Abdul Shafi, claims the flat was dangerous for his family.
When it's raining, the water coming from inside. Damp. It smell strong like the air. The air is not fresh.
An inquest into Akram's death is due to be held in August. Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the flat, says it would be inappropriate to comment beforehand. Security experts at MI5 say plans to let prisoners out of jail early to ease overcrowding could put lives at risk. Ministers say the most dangerous offenders will stay behind bars, though. And Ryan Reynolds says it's a dream to make a film his children can watch. He says they covered their eyes watching Deadpool, but he reckons they'll actually enjoy a new nature documentary that he's been working on.
Weather. With the view from the Shard, watch London's skyline transform from day to night.
Staying mostly dry with sunshine for London, highs of 22. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart. From Global.
Good morning. Morning. Welcome to Wednesday, just after 9 o'clock. It's Heart Breakfast with Jamie Dixon and me, Zoe Harbin.
Yeah, we have a round of the Parent Trap on the way, the game Every Parent Dreads. That's coming up. Plus music from Natasha Bedingfield and Teddy Swims.
The pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your begins. The rest is still unwritten. Yeah. Oh, oh. I break tradition. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. Yeah, yeah. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your skin.
To breathe me, let me be your air. is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion?
Good to have you with us this morning. We could do some help on this. Hi, folks. Can I get some advice? I've been dating this guy for 6 months.
Right.
This is from Susie. I've been dating this guy for 6 months. He's off to a wedding and he's been given a plus one, but he's not taking me. Should I say something as I really think I should be his plus one?
Oh, God, I've got so many thoughts and views on this.
Come on, because I'm not ready.
Okay, so if he's taking somebody else, then yeah, that...
Oh, I see. You mean he's been offered a plus one but might be going flying solo.
So this is what I'm thinking. What I'm trying to understand is if he's going on his own and he wants to have a cracking night with his mates, then I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
If he's decided not to take Susie and he's taking someone else, that's a definite red flag for me, 100%. Also, I think, actually,